Welcome to the debate. When an architect draws a skyscraper, we generally trust the blueprint, right? But in sheet metal fabrication, a perfect CAD file often meets a very messy reality on the shop floor.
Yeah, it's rarely a one-to-one translation.
Exactly. Today, we are looking at the foundational fabrication processes outlined by ISO 9001 and ASM International Standards to answer a central question. Where is quality truly determined? Does it originate upstream in theoretical design and material selection, or downstream in physical execution? My position is that the upstream engineering fundamentally dictates the entire operation.
And I argue that downstream machine setups and, well, physical execution are the true drivers of quality, mainly because metal is deeply unpredictable.
Let's look at the origin point, though. If engineers dial in the K factor and, you know, bend allowances properly upstream, and they set the right minimum flange sizes, they mathematically define the boundaries of reality. Getting the flat pattern right in the CAD file prevents, an estimated 80% of shop floor problems before anyone even powers up a press brake.
I hear that, but CAD assumes a perfect world with isotropic materials. The moment cold rolled steel actually hits the press brake, spring back takes over.
Right, the elasticity.
Exactly. The metal literally relaxes and opens up slightly after the ram retracts. That requires exact physical tooling compensation on the floor, like overbending based on the specific behavior of that exact batch of steel. A static DXF file simply cannot resolve that elastic reality.
Okay, I'll grant you that material variability requires some finessing on the floor, but think about how errors compound. If that theoretical bend allowance is wrong in the CAD file, it mathematically guarantees a physically mismatched assembly down the line.
Sure, but...
the upstream error basically ripples through every subsequent operation. It's inescapable.
But a perfect CAD file is instantly ruined by a dull shearing blade, though. I mean, if the execution during step three, the shearing or punching, leaves a heavy burr on the cut edge, that isn't just a minor surface flaw.
It damages the tooling downstream.
Yes, that burr damages the punch and die during bending. Worse, it telegraphs right through the final surface finishing. Grinding marks and burrs don't hide under powder coating in step six. A physical execution failure early on destroys the whole part, regardless of the math.
Fair. Tooling wear creates massive downstream headaches. But consider material specification. If an engineer substitutes, say, a high-yield steel grade, but leaves the nominal thickness identical in the drawing, the physical reality is doomed.
Well,
it's like trying to fold rigid cardboard instead of paper. The press brake will literally groan, and the machine tonnage will spike, causing an unexpected overload. The operator's skill can't fix a physically impossible theoretical choice.
You're blaming the design, but the ASM evidence points to floor setup choices as the bigger culprit. Why do those tonnage spikes actually happen? Because operators often pull a bend allowance from a superficially similar job rather than calculating the exact compensation for the new grade's specific yield strength.
Ah, so taking a shortcut.
Right. And look at joining. An operator defaulting to traditional welding instead of using a cold corner former pumps excessive thermal energy into the joint. That heat warps the metal's grain structure, destroying the precise dimensional accuracy you just spent hours engineering. That is a flaw of process choice, not CAD design.
We're definitely circling the eternal manufacturing conflict here, but I think we entirely agree on the core quality control principle from the source material.
Auditing where faults are explicitly created?
Yes, reviewing where faults are created, rather than where they are caught at final inspection, is the fastest route to lowering scrap rates.
Absolutely. I mean, catching a warped assembly during final dimensional checks means you've already thrown away the labor and the material.
My stance remains that the engineering mathematically defines the absolute boundaries of the part. If the blueprint is structurally flawed, the building cannot stand.
And execution must navigate the unpredictable, elastic realities of the metal itself. A perfect blueprint doesn't bend the steel.
So, does the digital CAD file hold ultimate authority over the finished product, or does the power truly lie in the hands of the operator setting up the press brake? Next time you look at a perfectly formed enclosure, ask yourself, was it the architect's perfect math or the builder's perfect execution that made it possible?